have them, a woman less 3 months after the death of her husband. And then there's a child that's born, let's say, 7 months later. So this is a suffek ben tisha l'mishen, and then shiva l'achron. So if it's a suffek, if it's 9 months from the mace, or 7 months from the second guy. So the halacha is yaitzi. The yavam is mechuyev to give her a get, because on the tzad that it was, well the emes, if the emes is if it was the son of the father, then it's an issur of eishes ach, and you don't need a get at all, because it could be a get. But you have to give a get, because maybe it's the yavam's son. On the other hand, the yavam is not allowed to stay married, because maybe it's the mesa's son, and there's an issur of eishes ach. So v'meila, yaitzi, he is mechuyev to be megarish of a get, Vavlad kosher, but the vlad mimanafshach is not a mamzer. If it's the son of the yavam, if it's the son of the yavam, that means the yibam was valid. If it's the son of the mace, yeah, the bia was chayve krisus, but this is not a mamzer because it was born from the mace. So there's no way here the child is going to be a mamzer. Now, if he has another child, then that could be a second mamzer, meaning to say, if he continues to live with her. And as another child, since Misavek, she's an Isra of Eishasach, the Taka wouldn't be Mamzeris. Okay. Now, that's what it says. Im lo yaitzi, that's mixed in. If he's not Maitzi, this woman, then he was Mechuyev to be Maitzi. Hanaylad acharkein, the next child, the next child that he has is going to be a Safek Mamzer. Because she's a Safek Eishasach Shloi B'Makai Mitzvah, and a Bia of Chai Be'Krisis creates Mamzeris. Now, what is the din of a Safek Mamzer? Now, actually, Min HaTaira, the Gemara Kedushin says, a Safek Mamzer is actually Mutter. The Torah only answers a Mamzer by that. A Mamzer Safek. But Midrabanan, a Safek Mamzer is worse than a Vadei Mamzer, because a Safek Mamzer is Mutter. I'm sorry, a Vadei Mamzer is Mutter B'Mamzeris. A Safek Mamzer is Aser B'Mamzeris, because maybe he's not a Mamzer. Aser B'Bas Yisrael, B'Aser B'Mamzeris. So the only option he has is he could marry a Geyeris, because we Manavshach. A Mamzer can marry a Geyeris, and a Yisrael can marry a Geyeris, but he cannot marry a Mamzeris. The Kai Malan, Kerabi Eliezer, the Yom Reper Kasari Yuchsin, Vadon B'Vadon Mutter. A Mamzer can marry a Mamzeris if they're both Vadai. However, Vada'an Bisveikan, Usveikan Bivada'an, Usveikan Bisveikan. Even a Suffolk Mamzer marrying another Suffolk Mamzer is Usher. Now, here, just as a little bit, because maybe, right, the possibility might be that one Suffolk is Kosher and one Suffolk is Mamzer, but mainly you have to be Machmer. So the question becomes, why don't you have a Sveik and Bisveika? Why don't you have a heter of Sveik Sveika? Because you could say like this. You could say, first of all, maybe, in other words, I should be allowed to marry the other person because maybe the other person is also a mantra. And even if they're not a mantra, maybe I'm... Either way, you could say either way. Because in order to say that a Sveik cannot marry a Sveik, you have to assume that one is kosher and one is mamzer. If they're both mamzer or they're both kosher, it's going to be mutter. So you have to effectively resolve two sveikais l'chumra. The sveika would be that maybe I'm kosher, and even if I'm not kosher, maybe she's puzzle. Or you could say maybe I'm puzzle, and even if I'm kosher, maybe she's kosher. So here the achrayim say Rav Kivager is a tshuva. Again, it's a klal that predates Rav Kivager. That you don't say sveik sveika betray gufe, meaning to say, you look at each person. Each person has a suffix. You're mechuyev to resolve each suffix, midrabanan at least l'chomer. So you can't be mitzparev the suffix on this one and the suffix on this one to say that that you have a sveik sveika. Okay. All right. So now we get into
trey gufe meaning anything. It's like that for people.
Yeah, trey gufe, in other words, because when I look at a particular object, or whatever it is, so I only have one suffix, I have to be machmir l'chumra on each suffix, and I'm not mitzvah to be two different entities to make it a sveik sveik. Okay, so now we come to a very interesting chashuv sugya of Lagabi Dine Mamanis. and the din of Amayt Mechavirah Lefaraya, or Mama Namotel Besafik Chalkin. And we start off with a bunch of dinim of Yerusha. Do you have a long passage in parentheses? I looked at another, I think not.
I don't.
You don't have to, because they put all the parentheses with it. So now
this part is parentheses, and everything's parentheses. This whole part.
Yeah, yes, the whole thing of Suffolk Viyaga, almost until the two dots. But this is a picture from the sheet that it's less of a Xaviyad with the full of Rishanim. Okay. Suffolk Viyaga Shabbat Lachlo Penichsei Misna. So now we have the following Shaila. What's the halacha? A person dies. So the Yavam, right, the Torah says, Yavam al Shem Ochet Pameis, the Gemara Darshans actually means a Yavam, Yarshans, Nichsei Ochet. All of the property of the dead brother goes to the Yavam. So now we have this problem. A guy jumps the gun. A guy is Miyavam, a woman. After 2 months, 7 months later, they have a child. We don't know if this is the Yavam child or the Mason child. So now we have a Shaila in Dili Maminus. Who gets the estate of the other, not the other, of the mace? Now, obviously, the kid is not necessarily going to be a spokesperson, but you have an apitropos or whatever it is. The kid's going to argue, right? His argument's going to be that I am the son of the mace. I am a ben tisha l'rishay. I get everything. The oven's going to argue, you're my son, and therefore this was a bona fide yibam, and I get everything. So the question is, how is the estate of the mace going to be distributed? Savek Omar, either directly or through an apitropos, ano bar mitzvah ano. I am a full-term pregnancy from the mace. Therefore, nichsi didi ninu, the estate belongs to me. The Yavam Omar lay, the Yavam says, ans pri didi at. You are my son. This is the case where he's claiming paternity. He says, you're my son. That way, I get the estate as a yavam, and therefore less love for the meeting. You'll get it when I die. Okay, but right now, you're not going to get anything. So what is the din? So here, the Gemara's maskana is, both of them have equal claims.
He might not get anything, right? He might not get anything.
Because the father might give it away.
Yeah, No. The father might have other children.
You'll see, we'll discuss that. The Gemara will discuss the Mimanav Shach claim that he might have later. Yeah, that. The Gemara will discuss that. What will be the rights of this Safek when the Yavam dies?
Right.
Yeah, the Gemara will discuss that, yeah. But on this particular case, if it's simply Yavam versus Safek in the Nichsei Ameis, nobody has one better claim than anyone else. In other words, it's a Safek Yerush. Is the Yavam the Irish? Is the child the Irish? So there's no Hamaisi Mechaber Olaparaya here because nobody is more Muchzak than anybody else. So here, your default rule has to be having Maman on the Book of Safek. You simply have two different parties with each of them has a claim to be the exclusive Irish. So B'chi I got now.
Why does the Yavam in itself have any Irish rights? He didn't do anything, so he's still just a... What do you mean he didn't do anything? He was Miyabim. No, that's the case. He was Miyabim. Yeah, that's why the kid was born.
The kid was born as Suffolk. But that's why it's a Suffolk. Yeah. So in Mela, here we just apply the rule. Now again, generally speaking, if you remember, there's a machlekes sumchus and chachamim. If what is your rule when you have a suffik mammon, Subcha says mammon amotu b'suffik chayogin. The chachamim say amotzi b'chaveri olavaraya. We paskin like the chachamim, but here it's obvious that even the chachamim are moda mammon amotu b'suffik chayogin when there is no person who can be called muchzik. Right. So here there's no muchzik here. It's the yava versus son.
You can't say called the gavar either.
No.
Yeah, yeah. So that's
because it's real estate to start.
Should it? This is even
better. Well, it's not after real estate. I mean,
if it was real estate. If it's not real estate.
The question is, why don't you say why
should
don't
it say? This is either mind of the mind.
Well, there are a lot of there are a lot of different rules. I mean, there's called the Kaldel Gavar. There's the Shudin Dina, which so Taisus talks about why when do you say Yachloiku. And when do you say called the over? What does he say? He says called the olam javar. That's not the kasha. Because Taisus says in the beginning of Shnai Meichzim, Taisus says, why do I say yachleiku? Say called the olam javar. So Taisus says, I only say called the olam javar when nobody's muksakin. When they're both muksakin, I say yachleiku. So the question becomes, well, nobody's muksak. Nobody's muksak. Yeah, we're
going
to have to check why wouldn't I say
called
the
Elam
Gavar in a case like
that? Unless you say, you can't, otherwise, there is no called the Elam Gavar. Nobody's going to throw out the other guy. It's not like a boat where you're going to throw the other guy overboard.
In case of the boat, you're not throwing them overboard. They're fighting base them. We're not talking about, they're on the ocean, they're on the water.
No, he has his men, excluding the other guy from coming out of the boat.
But isn't it because this is what they called the Tosu said draw the Ramona, which meant that either my love the Mar and you never say because they're you never say.
Draw the Ramona means that's correct. Without their timeness, they're still a subject. Here you have an objective subject, meaning the subject here is not because of anything they say. Nobody knows. I mean, the Yavam's claim and the baby's and the child's claim are... Nobody knows. So this is what's called an objective suffix. That's called Gerard de Mimina. Objective suffix, we don't say called the Yavam. We have to pass it. See, that's the idea. When Stamazai, two guys walk into Basin, nobody has any time now. So really what Kol Di Olam Gavar essentially says is, we're not deciding anything, right? Because you've given us no reason why we should decide.
Right.
Here we have to decide because there's an objective rule,
right,
or an objective question.
Right.
As an objective question, our psak is, Mamana Matu Wasabi Khan.
What would the din be if the baby looks like the one, the deceased father?
Well, here Bedavka, it's not going to be so mukhrach simply because you're dealing with two brothers. In other words, if your taina might be a taina, if Stamazah you had a case of an unrelated person marrying a woman, and etc.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, I'm not sure looks would that necessarily be mukhrach. But here it's brothers, so even if the brothers don't look the same, the fact that a kid comes out looking like his uncle genetically wouldn't automatically, I think, mean that much.
DNA would be interesting.
So DNA testing, that's going to be a big issue. That's going to be a very big issue if halacha is your samicha DNA testing with Maisa. Okay. In fact, there's an interesting shayla, Stamazai. Are you allowed, in terms of kavod hames, are you allowed to exhume a body in order to get a DNA sample or whatever it is? Let's say the mace was already buried. So the emesis, putting aside whether DNA is reliable, that's a separate shayla, it is brought out. There are actually befamish and gemaras, there are riots that you're allowed to uncover a dead body in order to be mavara, a taina and mamanas, a DNA Yerusha. Okay, so that's case number one, right? So case number one is mamanam mutl besavik. Now, then we have case number two, which is taking it one step further. Savek ubnei yavam shebo lachleik nichsei misna. Now this is a little different. This is a case where once again the yavam jumped the gun and was miyavim after 2 months, and now we have savek ben shivul tishul rishai or shivul liachman. But before he took possession of the Mesis Yerusha, this is before Kaluga, the Yavam dies. So now, the question would be this. If this is the Yavam's son, then it turns out that the Yavam Yarshim, and it would go to all of the children, including, of course, the yavam would get a chaylet. Not the yavam, the sapek would get a chaylet. But if, on the other hand, the sapek is the mace's son, once again, the mace would get everything. But here, not the mace, the sapek would get everything. But here, he is contending not with the yavam, he is contending with the b'nei yavam. Now you'll see why there's a chaylet. Safek says what he always says, Anah bar misna anah, v'nichsi didiminu. It's all my property, I get everything. Uvne yavam amri, achunat. You are only our brother, umansa islach ba'adan. Now here, the difference in this case is the following. In this case, the Safek mimanafshach is entitled to something. When he is contending against the Yavam, it's a suffix whether he's 0 or 100%. Here, where the suffix is contending with the B'nai Yavam, then he either gets 100% or he gets a chelet with his brothers. Right? And even the brothers are conceding. The brothers cannot say you get nothing, because the brothers are basically saying you don't get 100% because you are our brother. So here, you have a shayla where, in effect, the safek is a vada yoresh, although we don't know from which source. He's either a vada yoresh of the mace or a vada yoresh of the yavam. But he is a vada yoresh, and the brothers, the other kids, are safek yoresh. So what would we say over there? So, safri rabbanan lemeimar. The Rabbanan wanted to say, as a Hava Amina, Haina Masnisa, that L'chaira, maybe we could resolve this from a Mishnah Vajra. There's a Mishnah not here, but the Mishnah in the Daf Kuf, which, now the Mishnah Vajra is talking about the Shaila of a Suffolk, not in the context of Yibam. Not Yibam, this simply means a man dies, no Yibam. There are children from the first marriage, and somebody marries his widow within 3 months. And now we have a suffix, right? So it says in the Mishnah, who lo yeresh a son? As a general rule, a suffix has no rights of inheritance if either of the brothers die, or if either of the fathers die, so to speak. Meaning to say, the suffix cannot get anything from dad number one, because maybe he's the child of dad number two. And he gets nothing from dad number two, because maybe he's the child of dad number one. In other words, in such a situation, he gets nothing because each side could say, Hamotzi Michaber Olafaraya. However, Hain Yorshin Aisai. But when he dies, since, let's assume he has no sons, right? If he has no sons, his Yerusha will go to his brothers. That will go to his brothers, so there's no Yibam either. So, Mimanafshach is either, in other words, his estate either goes to that side or that side. So, Mimela, if the two sides come to an agreement and they'll split it, they will have a tvi. In other words, that's what it means, they yarshin, meaning to say, yeah, vis-a-vis the two sides, it would be Mamana Mutlubasafik essentially, but either way, it is disgorged from him. And is given to them. So the time it is, and the reason is because collectively, those brothers are vada yorshim. Collectively, although we don't know which side, but collectively, they're vada yorshim. So what is the dimyan that they want to say here? So they want to say that you see that when a group is a vada yoresh, even if we can't define how they're a yoresh, are you yoresh? So we say that they get the property. So here too, the taina would be the following. Since the suffix is vadai, either a yoresh of the mes, in which case he would get 100%, or he is a yoresh of the brothers, not of the brothers, of the other, in which case he would get his percentage. So he is a vada yoresh, and they are a suffek yoresh. So So Mimela is a getter that the Vada is called the Muslim. This is an interesting concept. Because you might have argued that, why don't you say this? I mean, what I might have said is similar to what the Mishnah says above the Sia. Well, listen, since he's Vada entitled, let's say, to one fifth, and the rest would be Maman Hamuto Basafe and divided. I mean, that's what I might have thought, right? Remember the Mishnah says two people walk into basement. And one guy says, the whole talus is mine. And the other person says, a half is mine. So what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah basically says, the half that I concede, you get. And we divide the rest. So one guy walks away with 3/4. And one guy walks away with 1/4. Right? So you might have thought, this is where this Havamin is a little surprising. You might have thought that since the claim of the Suffolk is a definite claim for, let's say, only 20%, right? Because Lagavi, the other 80%, there's going to be a suffix, so he should get 20, and divide the 80, 40, so he walks away with 60 and 40. So the Gemara says, the Havamina says, we actually don't say that, because the way you understand Yerusha conceptually is that when a person is a Yairesh, it's like Shutfus, even if there are other brothers, each one is called a bailam on the whole thing. Say two brothers inherited a estate. It's not the pshat, I own half and he owns half. I own all, you own all. And Mela, we practically have to divide it because it's not shayach for two people to own, to use it in its entirety. But according to that idea, once I have a shame yairish, even on part.
Aren't they called shufi?
Well, until Chalukah, they are called Shittim.
Right,
but as a Shittim, Shittim also has
a It's just an undivided half interest. It's not that I have a...
No, but Lagabe...
Undivided whole interest.
Lagabe Yerusha, the way it works is that that's enough to make you a Muxuk in the whole Yerusha. Meaning to say, if you have a definitive claim of being a Yorish, and the other side has a suffix, if they're a Yoresh at all.
Right.
I don't simply define you as a Vada Yoresh on part.
I was talking about the two brothers, two equal.
If they're both equal, so each of them is, they would be like a Shifas. But
yeah.
But Lagabi, this thing of Muxer,
right.
If somebody is a Vada Yoresh, even if his claim on Vada Yoresh is only
part.
He is now treated as a muchsuk in the whole Yerusha. So if the other guy is a suffek, we apply to the vadai. Hamayse mechaber olaparaya. So the taina here would be, since the suffek, mimanavshach, has a shem yoresh, and the brothers of the sons of the yavam may not be yarshim at all if this is still property of the mace. Everything, go to the Yama because he, not the Yama, everything would go to the Sotek because he becomes a Muchsak in the Nechasim of the Mes. But the Gemara says, in other words, this would be a converse of the Mishnah there. The Mishnah over there said that the Sotek, in a normal case, a Sotek doesn't Yarshim because he's only a Sotek Yoresh. Here, we'll say the opposite. The children of the Yavam don't Yarshin, because they're a Suffolk Yoresh. It's the opposite. Hacha Ifchu, Dahasam, in the standard case of a Suffolk who doesn't Yarshin, Amri Leh, it's because the brothers on each side say to him, we're Musakim, I see Raya, Achuna, Ad Vishakol. Right, same thing there. Bring a raya, you're our brother. Because since, you know, what is the principle there? A suffek does not yarshin on either side. Why? Because since the brothers are vada yarshin, and he's a suffek, they get everything. As opposed to saying they should only get their fractional shares and divide me suffek, we say no. Once they're vada yarshin, they displace the suffek. So here we have the same argument. The Suffolk is the Vada Yoresh over here. Just like over there, Inu Amri Leh, they say to the Suffolk, I see Raya Diachuna at Vishakal. So Hachanani, in the case of Suffolk, Uvnei Yavam, B'nichsei Misna, Iyu Amar Lahu. He says to them, I'm the Vada Yerush. Because I'm either getting it from the mace or I'm getting it from a fractional share from the yavam. You guys, Lagabe is an achasim of the mace. Maybe you're not Yorshim at all. Hamotzi Mechaber Olaparaya Aisi Rayu Shekula. This is what they wanted to say. So they therefore, the Havamina was that Safek Ufne Yavam Benichsei Mishnah, everything goes to the Safek. So Omar Le Rav Mishorsha Zat Rav Mishorsha Mi Dami Hasam Inu Vadai Ve'iyu Safek. In the standard case of a Safek, when the father on either side dies, so we talk a say, those brothers are Vada Yorshim. The kid is a Safek. So Mamela, he can't be Mitzi. Hacha, Edi V'Edi Safek. So really, the Shaka Vitaria is like this. The Shaka Vitaria is, when I define a person as a Vada Yorshim, is that based on the fact that Vada will get some property, or is it based on the fact that Vada is a Shem Yerush? Because here, the problem is the following. Even though it is indisputably the case that the Safek Mimanavshach is going to get at least 20% of the property, because he is either a son of the mace or he is a son of the Yavam, but he doesn't know what his claim is based on. In other words, he can't call himself a Vadai Yorish. See, Bishlama over there, the brothers know that they are the Yorshim of the father. This Suffolk doesn't know, so they can be Matzchein. Mm-hmm. Here, he is still a Suffolk Yoresh, even though Lamaisa, either way, will walk away with some property. But he cannot establish with definitiveness what is the basis of his claim.
Where it's coming from. Where
so Lagabe is staking out a claim in all of the property, he's a Suffolk, because on the tzad that he's a son of the son Yavon. of the Yavon, he would not be entitled to all of that property. So Mimela, we call it a Suffolk for Suffolk. Now, because it's called a Suffolk for Suffolk, we would taka apply the formula in Bava Metzia, in which he will pull out the 20%, let's say there are five brothers, to which he is Mimanav Shach entitled. But Lagabe, whether he's entitled to the other 80%, on that we would rule Maman Amoto B'Safek Chelkin, as opposed to calling him a Vada Yerush. Because you can't call him a Vada Yerush, because he cannot establish that his claim comes from a definitive source. And therefore we would not apply the law of the Mishnah, because the law of the Mishnah that says a Vada Yerush displaces a Safek Yerush is only when the person is definitively getting his title from a particular source. Okay, so this is an Ami Paskin. Ella e dummy lamasnisen. But if you want to have a case that's like the Mishnah, where I talk about a Vada Yerush and a Safek Yerush, I'll give you this case. Safek ufnei yavam shebo lachleik benichse yavam. Now this would be the classic case. In fact, this is actually the same case as the other case. That is, the Safek and the Yavam, and the Bnei Yavam want to be chaylik when the Yavam dies. Now again, we're not talking about, that'll be yet another question. We're not talking about the difficult issue of the Nichsei HaMeis becoming part of the Nichsei HaYavam. That's a separate issue. We're simply talking about the Yavam's own distinct property. So here, this would be a simple case. If the Safek wants to claim anything in the Nichsei HaYavam, he's going to get nothing, because essentially the sons of the Yavam are Vada Yorshim, and they know they're getting it from the Yavam. This Safek perhaps is entitled to nothing. So that would be the Mishnah's case. Actually, it's the same case as the Mishnah. Essentially, that simply says a Safek does not Yorshim in the property of the second father, because maybe it's not his father. Okay. But now you're going to see, now we're going to deal with the final question, is very, very interesting. That is, okay, I understand that the subeg can get nothing in the separate assets of the yavam when the yavam dies. But will he be able to get a portion in the nichsei hames that the yavam took over? In other words, we already established in our first shaila, our first hypothetical, that if the yavam jumps the gun and is miyabim after 2 months and then has this suffix child, so in a conflict between the yavam and the suffix, the yavam, we split it, it's mamana mutl besuffix chazin, so the child got 50% of that, and then the yavam got the other 50%. The question then becomes, when the yavam dies, what will this claim of the suffix be in the nichsei hames that the yavam took over? So you'll see the shaila here.
Why wouldn't it lose its character as the
That's going to be the machlokes.
Why wouldn't it? I don't understand.
Well, the question is because the the question is the finality, whether the psak of a basin could be reversed based on this. Now, 1 second. So the riff starts off with first of all explaining generally, nekait haiklala biyadecha. This is the cloud in all of these controversies. Kol heicha dechad vadai biyerusha. If you have one person who definitively has the right to yarshin, v'chad safek, and the other person may be a yoresh and maybe is not a yoresh, so the rule is mukminan l'nichsi b'cheskas avadai. We leave the property in the rishus of the vadai yoresh. And we say to the other person, I see raya de islach. In other words, which you can't do, of course. Bring a raya, but if you can't bring a raya, a vada yoresh takes over from a suffek yoresh. Veheicha de trevayu sveka, if both are considered to be in a matzav of suffek. So in such a case, we say, habilei mamain hamutal besuffek vechelken. And even the Rabbanan, who normally say, Hameitzi Michaveirai, Olav Haraya, when neither of them are Muchzakim, and there is a Droid de Mamina, meaning there's an objective controversy that Basin has to resolve, everybody's Maida Yachlaikim, and the like.
Okay. So what happened here, basically, the kid would take his share of the sonship.
So the kid would initially get 50%, right?
So only one of the kid? Well, how many?
No. Well, I don't care how many. There could be 100 kids, but the suffix initially,
yes, right,
initially walked away with 50% of the base's estate. Right? That was the first psak, because that's a suffix for suffix. Now, the question then becomes, years later, the yavam, who already took 50%, dies. So what is our shaila at this point? So let's see. So 1 second. So what is the... The question becomes, I guess, the question becomes, what exactly is his claim? Now, his claim now is, I'm entitled to at least a chelek of the Yerusha.
Same as the case above.
That's right. Why is that so? Because if I was a son of the mace,
I should get everything. The whole thing.
Elamai, you're telling me I don't get everything because I'm not a son of the mace, I'm your brother. So therefore you have to give me my portion back. Right? So the question therefore becomes, can he be called a vadai yoresh on that portion? So we're not saying give him everything, because that's a suffix, but at least give me...
That's what we're saying. He's a vadai yoresh on his portion for sure.
Yeah. So he's at least entitled, right? So he's at least entitled to, let's say, 20%. There are five brothers. Forget about a bechor for a moment. He's entitled to 20%. So that's the question. So the question becomes like this. The question becomes, Ishaila, again, for the lawyer in the room, it's really a res judicata, collateral res judicata. And the problem would be this. The problem would be that since when Basin Paskin, right? Basin Paskin, because the matter has been adjudicated, and you can't revisit.
Those are
the criminal, but this is a civil idea. So what is the argument? The argument is like this. Based in Paskin, that the Yava gets 50%. That was the Psak. That was the Psak. That was Sapik Misala. So Lagabe, that 50%, they were Misalik any ownership claim that the Sapik has. That was the Psak Basin. The Psak Basin says, your ownership claim as a possible son of the mace was Misulak on 50% of that Yerusha. Now, granted, the reason it was Masulak is because it was Suffolk to Suffolk, Maman Muslim to Suffolk. But once your claim was extinguished by the Psak Basin, you cannot come now later and use it as the basis of a Mimanavshach to get your 20%. Meaning like this. What is your Mimanavshach? Your Mimanavshach is, if I'm a son of the Mace, give me the 50%. And if I'm not a son of the Mace, give me the 20%. Our argument is, you can't say, you know, the first half of your statement is no longer acceptable. You can't say, if I'm a son of the Mace, give me 50%, because it was already Paskin that as a son of the Mace, your claim is limited to the 50% you got. So the only claim you're making is, okay, but maybe I'm your brother. Well, that's a suffix. Right, that's a suffix versus a violation.
In theory, give back all your 50%, take the 20, and we start again. In theory, if you put it in the booster.
You can do that if you want to do that. You don't want to do that, right?
So
this is what is called kam dina. Kam dina means that once there was a psak based in, that your claim of being a son of the mace only entitles you to 50%. You cannot resuscitate that taina on the other 50% that was given to the Yavan. So the only residual taina you have is give me 20% as a possible yoresh. And on that, the brothers can say, you can't prove that. And you can't come back with the mimanavshach. Well, if you're not going to give me a chelak as a brother, then you got to give me the rest. It's no, based on already passed, and you're not entitled to that. And so that's a machlekes. That's the fourth thing to study. So this is safek of neyavam shabal lachlek benichsei yavam basar the public yavam ba'adei benichsei misna is a plukta to Rabbi Abba Rabbi Yirmiyah. Ravava amar kamdina. Kamdina means essentially the psak based and extinguished your taina on this asset. So the only taina you have is not the taina, maybe I'm a son of the mace, it's only maybe I'm your brother, that's a suffix. And Avogad Zamar will be manavshach. Even though right now I can say, mimanavshach, give me 20%, because if I'm your brother, give me a portion, but we say no. We paskin kam dina, volai hadar dina. Because we don't say that the judgment can be reversed based on a mimanavshach that comes later, and therefore, in such a case, the suffix gets nothing at all, other than, of course, the 50% that he got when the mace died. Now, this is who? This is Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Yirmiyah Omar Hadar Dina. Hadar Dina is that even though initially we didn't give you 50% because it was only a suffix for suffix, but now that you have a mimanavshach, the mimanavshach will allow you to augment your claim and get 20%. So machlekes amarayim upaski rav revasa hilchasek Rabbi Abba. So we actually paskin the principle of res judicata. We paskin like Rabbi Abba that a psak based in is not cannot. In other words, you can't reinstate the controversy that was already extinguished by a psak based in. Why is that so? So the Rif shel su, Yishuv de kimelon karabanan de pligiyale di admein, b'mi shahalach l'mdina sayon v'av de derech sadeyu, admin aymer yelech lom b'ksara v'chamayrim, yikil chay derech me'amana o yivrach me'am. Okay, the Rif is not masbir this so much. You have to look at the Gemara. The Rif is, actually the Gemara itself says, the Gemara says that the machlekes, Rabbi Abba, and Rav Yirmiya is a machlekes tanayim admain and the chachamim. And since we pasuk like the chachamim, yachid rabba lachid rabbim, that's why we pasuk in kamdina. Now the machlekes is like this. The machlekes is that a person had a, let's say he has a field, and his field is surrounded by four other landowners, and mimela he has to buy a derech from them. Somehow he got stuck, so he has to pay them for a right of way.
He had one before he left.
He had a right of way, but now he doesn't remember. They don't remember nobody, or at least they don't admit. So he doesn't know what his right of way is. So obviously, legabe each particular landowner, each one can say, "Hey, you don't have a right of way from me. How about you want you? You're gonna have to pay me for a new derech. Habaytzi michaveirei ala parayim. You want it? But the shaila. So let's say that there was a psak, habaytzi michaveirei ala parayim, and therefore he is not allowed to go into anybody's property unless he pays for a separate right of way, a new right of way. Now let's say some real estate developer then buys all four fields. So now, all of the property is owned by one person. So now, l'chaira, the guy has a taina. Well, listen, I for sure have a right of way on your property. I don't know where it is, but I have the right to go on your property. So give it to me. Right? So what is the halacha of chad di'asi mikayach arba? A single landowner acquires title from four different landowners that have the right.
Back to them.
Yeah. So according to Admain, Yelech Le'Miktsara. Now again, the Rif for some reason doesn't bring. In other words, if the property still belongs to four people, for sure you don't have a right. But this is talking about one guy now owns it. So Admain says, You're the guy in the middle. You have the right to pick it, to take a derech, but you have to do so in a way that is the least inconvenient, the shortest way. But it's not the shortest way. It's the one that is the least inconvenient, or wherever the guy told you to go. If he wants you to do the least amount of trampling, right, he could tell you katsara, but if he whatever. But he picks. Now that's what Adman says. Because mimanafshach, I have a right to go on this field. I don't know where, so give me the minimum, right? The chachamim say no. You do not have the right to walk through the field. You have to pay whatever price the developer is demanding, and if you don't want to do that, yifrach bi'aker. Figure out a way, buy a helicopter or whatever it is, and do that. Now, it's interesting that apparently the landowner
the air rights
does not have the right to the air rights. Now, the Gemara shel su, although there are dechias here, that this is really a shaila of kamdina or hadradina, because of this. Initially, when the land belonged to four people, the psak was, you had a suffek tainus mamon, so your rights were extinguished because of hamotzi michaveirei ala parayim. Now that it all belongs to one person, you want to reestablish your right to a derech based on the mimanafshach, even though the basin already passed and you don't have a right to this property. So if I hold hadar dina, I would say, even though there wasn't, right, so Agman is going with hadar dina. Even though at the time your rights were extinguished because of a suffek, now that you have a mimanafshach, they can get reinstated. That's exactly the predicament of the suffek. Initially, his rights were extinguished on 50% of the property because of a suffek. That's suffek v'yava. Now he has a tainus mimanafshach. But the chachamim say once there's a psak based in, that is a permanent termination of your rights in that property. They don't get reinstated. So the rift tainus, since yachid v'rab malachik rabin, and the halach is going to be like the chachamim over Admai, so memeila we're going to paskin kamdina.
Doesn't say over the end that the one buyer could say I can give it back to.
Yes, yeah, so the Gemara was magical. Again, the Gemara itself wanted to say that because the Gemara asked the kasha lema ketanoi, meaning why do you have a machlekes Rav Abba and Ravada and Rav Yirmiyah,
right.
If it's just the machlekes admain and the chachamim,
right.
So same language gets tonight. So the Gemara just said b'derech nichle that maybe Admon's case is different because there the one person could say I'll give it back to the four.
That was a dichle.
But the Rav says b'ikar the machlekes the chachamim and admain is kamdin or hadir. It's really really very analogous to the concept of res judicata. And
it's essentially the same thing.
The only issue is this. The only issue is it's not so borrowed because did there have to be a psak based on let's say you didn't go to base it. In other words, the property belonged to four people. And if I would have gone to base it, I would have lost. But I didn't bother to go to base it because I know the halacha. Are you going to say Kamdina because that would have been the psak based in?
No.
Or only if there actually was, for some crazy reason, the guy went to based in and the guy lost. It's not clear. The Mishnah of Ksuvos does not mention any rule, according to the Chachamim, that you actually had to have gone to based in. So it seems to be, and we'll look into it, it seems to be that this is a chiddush that if the halacha is that you wouldn't have had your rights, so that they're effectively, they get extinguished. Even if later on there's a tainus promotion. Maybe we'll see. Let's see what the Rambam had around the Paschus. Let's see. Where we can. Yeah.
Just to
try to
clarify
the
last point.
In American law, it's this was
that
means that's only when there was a decision.
That's very connected to the actual decision of the court.
So there's nothing to do here with the rights having been extinguished.
It wouldn't be right. The rights are not extinguished until there's a judgment.
Right.
So here, it's not so boring that this would be exactly the same thing. The first thing is not yet coming. That's simply saying that if Lamaisa, there are now four people, whether originally there was one, in other words, Rambam is the first case of letting me do this, but that simply says, it makes no difference if I bought my derech when everything was owned by one person, or I bought my derech when everything was owned by four people. If now, I'm confronted with four landowners, Hamaisa Michalel for right, that's clear. But the next case is, Im haya arba sadas liyish echad, shekana osan me arba'a, ein lo olav derechere omer lo ata, im achzer l'chol echad shekai imata yachol labor alechad meyem, ni kamisi mikol echad meyem kos chushi yeshli. Yeah, so here the Rambam actually does bring that reason. The Rambam basically says, it doesn't give the riff. It's not clear if it'd be maskim to the riff. The riff seems to say that the reason of the chachamim is kamdina. The Rambam says the reason is when I come to the one guy who now owns all the four fields and I say, Mimanavshach, give me a derech. So the person says, well, I can if I want. Of course, what does this even mean? I could theoretically resell or give back the four fields to the four people, and then you wouldn't have any rights. So even if I don't, I got to understand what that time is. So even if I don't do that, you don't have any rights. But essentially, the way the Rambam seems to explain it, it's not that he's making a threat that he'll actually do.
It's a taina.
Yeah, but what's the taina? The taina is that this is what I bought, meaning to say the following. I buy, right, when I buy property, I get the ownership of my predecessor.
Right,
that's what I sold. Right. My predecessor had the right to be matcheyim. So
I also got that.
So that's the right that I bought. I bought the right to be matchiyim. So it's ma machar vishayin l'sheni kol zechus shetavuliyah. See, so you can't come back with me, Marashah. Because Lamaisa, I bought property, so it's not so much res judicata, according to the Rambam. It's not the finality of a psak based in, but it's more of a concept of what is the ownership you acquire in a transaction of sale. And in a transaction of sale, you acquire whatever bailus your mocher had, unless, of course, he's mashayer then, but if he's selling you whatever he owns. So nichlal in that ownership is the right to be madcher, this competing person.
Which means that effectively we are saying that the status of, irrespective of whether it's place, the status of me with these four people is that's in reality of asking now. I never have.
That's correct. So from the Rambam at least, I'm not sure if the Rif.
You even say that
the Rambam, there's absolutely no reason to go to Beis Din. It's an automatic rule. Meaning, if the halachic rule is that if you were to claim a derech on my property, I could be matchiyim. Then automatically the buyer is going to have that same right, even if he buys all the properties.
We say that in America also, all right title and interest.
Yeah.
Right is the right is the right to assert claim. So
the big Kiddush, it's not a Kiddush. It's not. Remember, the Chachamim Admon disagrees. In other words, because Admon basically says, apparently, that the din of hamaytzi mechaveray ala paraya is what you might call a contingent right, meaning I could be matche you if there is a doubt whether you're entitled to it. So at whatever point the doubt vanishes, the right vanishes. As opposed to the chachamim, they perceive of it as because of the existence of a suffix, the right was extinguished. And therefore that is a transferable zchus that goes to the next buyer. That's how the Rambam
is.
So I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that's Gufa what the Rif means or the way we're
doing it. Doesn't sound like it. Sounds like Kamdina.
Right, that's the question. There may be a machlekes, although it's always fair to say the Rambam and the Rif are chaylet. We don't like to say that because they're almost never chaylet. But whether the concept here is res judicata.
Well, they're not in conflict with the din.
It's just the reason. Whether it's a question of the finality, the kayach of a psak based in, or whether it's the kayach of ma machar rishin l'sheni called sechus shetavai the other. The Rambam clearly says, and that's what he means, when the Rambam says, I can return the shtari, he doesn't mean I'm threatening you. What he means to say, that's what I got. I got the property from those people, and the same rights they had, I can do the same thing. Ma machar vishen l'sheni kol zechus shetavai the other. Okay, maybe we'll stop here.